I always think about Giles McCrary teasing me every time I opened the front half of the book, because he used to say, you know, that front half's actually a little bigger than the one you normally use. So, well, we're speaking from the front half of the book today, from the first book of Kings, chapter 19. And the Lord said to Elijah, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice." Excuse me. One of the pivotal moments in the movie Forrest Gump occurs when Forrest connects again with Lieutenant Dan and they start a shrimp boat business, which is failing miserably. They're collecting and netting three or four fish and everything but busted tackle, metal, who knows what. And finally, Lieutenant Dan says to Forrest, "Where's this God you're always talking about? What's the deal with the God you have faith in? What's up with that? We're getting nowhere." And Forrest is narrating the movie at that point, and he said, "It was odd that Lieutenant Dan started talking about God, because right then, God showed up." And as you know, perhaps, God showed up with a hurricane. And Lieutenant Dan climbs the mast and yells at God and said, "Bring it, if that's all you got." And the hurricane brought about the destruction in the movie of all but one shrimp boat, after which shrimping was easy in the wake of the hurricane. God showed up. Well, don't you wonder if and when, or don't you wish for it, or maybe you don't. Not quite sure. I want God showing up. Now, but when does that happen and under what circumstances and how do you know? When does God show up? Well, I think it happens in a variety of ways, subtle and not so subtle. This is the season of transition. We're about ready to start another school year. We've had a wedding or two this year. Next week, we're going to be in Minneapolis baptizing a grandnephew. You know, so rites of passage, transitions, putting us on the edge of what was moving toward what is or will be, even if we don't know what that is. Wouldn't it be nice if God showed up there in transition, when we're under pressure, when it's time to step up? I'm not usually driven to much. I don't get nervous a lot when it falls to me to preach or teach or whatever, when I'm under the gun in that way. But I do get nervous, oddly enough, in senior softball when I have to come up to bat with guys on second and third and two outs. Then I get nervous. Now, since I'm the coach, I bat myself fifth in the order, right behind the cleanup hitter, who often clears the bases. The other night, there were guys on second and third, two outs. Charlie's up, no problem. Charlie walks. Now I'm up with the bases loaded, two outs. As I'm walking up, I start thinking about where have I been where I felt this before. And for reasons that escape me, I went back to high school in my head, where I was the anchor leg on the freestyle relay sometimes. When I swam the anchor leg on the freestyle relay, it meant that the coach had put in the second team, that our freestyle relay A guys were going to get beat by their guys anyway, so they might as well put in us. So I'm swimming the anchor leg on the freestyle relay, and on this particular meet, we've actually got a chance. I see the guy coming to ahead of me and the guy coming ahead of the other team, and we're actually not far off. And then I thought to myself, this is unusual, because in that same year, I had hit the water as the anchor leg on the freestyle relay after our team had been disqualified. The second guy jumped the gun. We were done. I still had to swim it. And in one other instance, the other team was so good that their fourth guy had finished before I even started. I had to swim it all by myself. And at that point, I thought, this is no different. Just hit the water and go. I've been there. I've done that. I didn't die. And we'll try it again. For God is with us, in transition with memory, with insight. Memory and insight. We learn to deal with the next transition by remembering how we dealt with the previous. We learn to deal with grief, even big grief, even devastating, life-altering grief, by relying on what we learned when we were five and our first goldfish died, or when we went off to school for the first time and then subsequent. God shows up when things occur to us. Oh, I bet I could try this in this next transition. And of course, that's built upon the experience of having, in probably subtle and maybe even unknowable ways, God show up for you before. This next transition is a transition like we've been before. Watch the ball, hit the ball. Pretty simple. God shows up in transition and when we're up to bat. Secondly, I think God shows up in a similar way, but in a broader scale. God shows up in deep retrospect. And you got to have some years on you before you fully understand this. For better or worse, I got some years on me now, and I have figured out that there have been moments years back where crossroads have confronted me and all the rest of us, and I've heard lots of stories to this effect, where you only know years later, oh, that was what that was for. That's why maybe that occurred in that way. I was thinking about this this week, and it was shocking to me to know that I'm coming up on 21 years of doing this here. You know, I pulled out the bar stool and blinked, and now 21 years later, here we are, you know. So I've had one job, essentially, in the previous 21 years. In the 21 years prior to that, I had 9 of them. And I'm going, oh, interesting. Because there were moments where things happened that I had no idea would impinge on the next turn in my life. And yet if they hadn't, it would have turned someplace different. I wind up with a phone call saying that there's been a death in Lubbock, Texas, and that means there's a job opening. I'm going, really? And without that phone call, without that death, who knows what happens, right? And then in the course of even that job, a phone call here, an opportunity there. And then you look back and you go, I had no idea at the time, but that must have been what the plan was for. Now, let me hedge this a little bit. I'm not entirely certain. In fact, I'm more certain otherwise that God micromanages things, you know. But I will tell you that I'm only doing what I'm doing now because there have been landmines that have blown up in my life. Did God orchestrate the landmines? I don't think so. But I think that God shows up with opportunities and strategies, for lack of a better way to put it, to make lemonade out of lemons, and gives us the strength and once again the insight that you only understand in deep retrospect. Now, the moments where you feel supported in a transition, or the moments when in retrospect you go, oh, that's what that must have been about. These are two sides of the same coin. God shows up to provide us with trust and hope. You trust yourself when you come up with the bases loaded and 2 outs, because you've been there before. And whether you pop out or get a single or even a better hit, you know how to deal with it. But in deep retrospect, you learn to trust God that whatever happens next will be under His watchful eye and loving care. God shows up in transition, in deep retrospect, including earthquake, wind, and fire, even though for Elijah, that wasn't where God showed up on that day. But maybe most profoundly, God shows up in what Elijah calls a still, small voice. The still, small voice that comes from people who love us and who say to us every morning, good morning, and who bid us good night. Or maybe it's a child, and it's almost universally the case when a sports figure or an entertainer is interviewed after either a big win or a devastating loss, they will say, if they have one, something to this effect, you know what, later tonight when I go home and my 5-year-old lights up when I get into the room. It doesn't matter what happened today. The still small voice of, "Daddy's home, Mommy's here. Got ice cream?" Or something, you know. The still small voice of a child, the still small voice of the one who has told you over and over again, "I love you not if, but anyway." A still small voice transcends outcome. Transitions, retrospect, landmines, all deal with process and outcome. But transcending all of that is where God shows up most profoundly, in the still small voice that never fails to say, "I'm here. We're together. I love you." And at that moment, God shows up with hope, with trust, with peace. Amen.